It's Wednesday, the 5th of February. Back to leaden skies and rain. The rain has eased off to light drizzle at the moment. After yesterday's nice weather too, I was hoping to get maybe tidying up in the garden today. Have to leave it again. Still, it's great that it's bright in the morning, even though the skies are totally overcast. Still breezy. False sense of security with the trees hardly moving, and then just as you're about to say, it's quite calm and still this morning. Up comes the wind again. Mind you, I did see a weather forecast for the next several days. My goodness me. My God, it just looks horrendous. Going to have to plan everything for Friday. That looks about the only decent day coming up. Slept well last night again. Which makes a difference. Makes a difference. And my wife lost another friend yesterday. She came down from, she goes to the chapel, the church, Monday through Friday, except Thursday. Every morning, faithfully. And she came down yesterday and told me that old Mary Kelly, a lovely old lady in her, I think her early 90s, maybe even older, hard to tell, had passed away, and she was quite upset about that. Some may remember that I did an audio about it not that long ago, where we took Mary down to visit the nuns, the Carmelite nuns in Falkirk. And Mary, my wife, always arranged to take old Mary down, you know, 2 or 3 times a year. Because she's totally, she can walk about, or she could walk about, but she's totally unfit to use transport, you know. So anyway, so that was another blow to her. That's 2 deaths within 3 days. My goodness. And she's a great believer in things coming in threes, so she's feeling rather ominous for the rest of the week. So I do have the philosophy, in Mary, old Mary's case, it's a different one from Mima. She would welcome her release from this mortal coil, as I say. And I feel that way too. I'm glad that she's gone to God. It may sound a bit extreme saying you're glad somebody died, but I don't mean it that way. If you've any common sense, you'll know what I'm talking about, and you know what I mean. So there's no point in elaborating on how I feel. So that doesn't stop my wife from getting upset. There you go. This weather really is hampering outdoor activity, though. I know I should accept it as being winter, and normally it would be really, really cold and snow or ice or frozen snow. And how would you do things anyway? It's perfectly true. In fact, normally I wouldn't even see the garden the way it is at this time of the year. Sudden. Normally, it'd normally be frozen at least. I could bake a nice pie from the garden. Blackbird pie, you know that song? 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. Well, there's 5 sitting in the apple tree just now. And I've counted 8 or 9 at one time. I have to wait a wee while till I get the rest of the 4 and 20. Strangely calm morning. I mean that in the atmosphere. Shouldn't say things like that, should I? The rain's just begun again. Never tempt fate with saying it's strangely calm. There's a small flock of seagulls just zoomed overhead silently.